This story takes place when I'm about 10 years old. As any good Christmas story, Christmas gift plan starts out. It starts many months before. This particular one started on Columbus Day. My mother is driving me to the mall, and I'm very distraught because we have to go to the Heck Company. She has coupons for the Columbus Day sale. She also lets me know that these coupons are for the intimate apparel section. So I now know that I'm going to be standing there while my mother digs through this long vat of bras. The bras that she's buying are all these white Playtex bras. They're gigantic. There's lots of elastic. There's nothing fun or frilly about them. So anyway, I'm in the intimate apparel section with my mother. I'm bored out of my mind. There's seven other women. There's no music going on. It's complete silence. There's chaos. Do you have a 39 triple F? You know, there's not enough in my size. These waist straps or the arm straps are too thick. They're too thin. Whatever. Anyway, so after about a half an hour, I'm standing there and I'm kicking the display rack. And I'm so sick of being in there with my mother. And she says, well, I only have three bras. And I look at her. And, of course, I know that the coupon was buy four, get one free. So she says, Joy Emily, do you want a bra? And I'm 10 years old, and I'm in horror that she has now screamed this through the entire department store. And all of the ladies who are in the department store stop, and they look at me. And they all know my dirty little secret. I'm going to let you in on it, because my mom didn't know it at this point. So starting in August, I had realized that I was developing these weird breasts, and they weren't like anything in 17 magazine. They were these strange conical shaped weirdness. And I felt so sad because I looked at my other friends and theirs didn't look like that. They were flat chested. And I'm the first one who has these strange breasts that are growing. And the right one was growing twice as fast as the left one. So not only are they weird, they're uneven. So I decide that this is 2 weeks before the fifth grade starts, and I clearly cannot go to school looking like this. And everyone else is out in their t-shirts, running around, having fun. I'm wearing a bathing suit, a tank top, and a sweatshirt. This is now my uniform for probably the next 2 or 3 months. And so every day I would put on a different bathing suit and put on my turtleneck and put on a sweatshirt. This is Baltimore. It's the fall. I'm dying. So anyway, I had four sweatshirts to choose from. I had one with dinosaurs. I had one with spaceships. I had one that had pink kind of ruffles and flowery cats on it. And then I had my favorite one. It was a black Labrador Retriever, and he had a duck that he had hunted and fetched, and there's some cattails. This was not a cute look for me. So anyway, all I want is this bra. And, of course, I told my mom, no, I don't need this bra. And I know that all these ladies are judging me in the store because they know I need the bra. They can see it in my face. I'm so red. We go home, and for the next probably 3 or 4 weeks, every night I kick myself, or at least every morning when I'm putting my bathing suit on. I'm kicking myself thinking, I wish I would have said I needed that bra. So the other reason why I really didn't want a bra is because then I kind of thought in my mind, being 10 years old, that I would need to stop being my dad's buddy. I would go from being his fishing buddy and his gardening buddy to being someone he did not know. So I had two reasons why I was so embarrassed. First of all, because I didn't want to tell my mom I needed a bra and my breasts were weird. And then also because I wanted to be my father's friend forever. So months go by. The holiday season's happening. I'm all excited. We get to be about 3 weeks before Christmas. And not only is my body developing, but my parents are thinking that I'm responsible enough to be developing some good personal habits. So they decide that they're going to leave and go on errands like 2 or 3 nights a week, and they give me a project to do so I don't burn the house down. So one night, my project is to wrap all of the mugs that my mom got for all of her coworkers. And my sister, at this point, has now been married for an entire year, and her room has been transformed into the wrapping paper Christmas explosion room. So I go up to that room, and I'm so excited because I'm going to wrap all these gifts, and I'm going to do a great job. I start wrapping the gifts. The bed's now the wrapping station. The drawers have tissue paper and ribbon and tape and all sorts of stuff in them. And I get very enthused in my project. I look over, and out of the corner of my eye, there's a closet door, and it's open about this far.
I see a stack of presents. They're 5 presents high. They're in really nice wrapping paper that my mom would never pay to buy. And so I know they're special. They have a big green ribbon on them. I'm like, these must be mine. My parents are gone. They're at Costco. I'm going to find out what's in these boxes. So I realize I can't look at the one at the top, that's the smallest, and the one at the bottom, that's the biggest. So there's 3 in the middle that could be anything of awesome. So I go in the closet, I pull these out, I pull the 3 out in the middle, and I start shaking them. And I realize, oh, one of these is a pair of Nike shoes. I remember my mom buying them with a coupon back for the Labor Day sale. And then I shake another box, and I'm like, oh, these must be 2 great Nintendo video games. I get to the 3rd box. It doesn't really shake. Kind of feels like there's nothing in it. It's really light. So I said, well, of course I have to open this. And I'm so good at doing all this wrapping by now because I've wrapped all these gifts and been such a good daughter and everything else. I now can slide my finger where the crease is in the wrapping paper and pop the tape open without leaving a trace. I pull it out slowly, and I shake the box. There's nothing in this thing. It must be something really good. So I can't even comprehend what it is. But, of course, everyone here knows it's bras. And so I realize that I need to unwrap this very slowly and very delicately because there's tissue paper and all this other garbage. Well, anyway, I don't do that. I rip into it, and I realize there's 6 bras in there. There must have been a buy 5, get one free the following week. I'm so excited because these are all terribly ugly white Playtex bras. Just like my mom's version, but mini-sized. Except for 2 of them have pink ribbons on them, and one has a rose that's kind of embroidered in the center. I decide the one with the rose is the prettiest one, so I'm going to put it on. So I have it. I put it over my sweatshirt, and I decide that I'm going to go and prance in front of the mirror and see how sexy I look. So I do this. I realize that I don't look hot at all. And I realize that this is not the greatest thing ever. So I'm a little disappointed. I figure, though, if I take off the sweatshirt, the turtleneck, and the bathing suit, I might look good. So this is what I'm going to do. So that's what I do. And the other thing is I don't know for anyone who's a guy here and they've never put on a bra, or maybe you have, I don't know. It's very hard the first time you do it to snap it in the back. So I decide that I'm going to snap it first and then put it over my head. So after about 10 minutes of going like this, I get it on. And I go, and I look at myself in the mirror. Now, keep in mind also, I'm still wearing my blue jeans, my Christmas socks, and my bathing suit is now hanging at my waist. And I have this bra on. And I go, and I'm walking, and I'm doing the catwalk in the mirror. And woo, do I ever look good on this blue shag carpet. I start to do some spins, and then I realize the best thing about a bra is the fact that I can now do things I couldn't do before. I can go ahead and do a headstand. So I decide, I put my hands down on the carpet, I kick my feet up, I'm doing a handstand, and I'm just twirling around, and then I hear all the car. I hear it. Crap. There's no way I'm going to be able to put the bathing suit, the turtleneck, the sweatshirt on, put everything back in the box, put the box back together, put the ribbon on it, and put it away. Well, somehow I miraculously managed to do this because, of course, they bought too much crap at Costco. Thank God. So anyway, I am very excited. I run downstairs. I look like a great daughter. I am amazingly overexcited because for the next 3 weeks, I know for Christmas, Santa Claus / my mother is bringing me a set of bras. Where this really comes to be a problem, though, is because I realize that I'm going to have to be given this gift. And at what point am I going to get it? Is my mom going to just say, hey, Joy, come over here. Let's open these special gifts for you. Or is she going to do what actually, in fact, happened? Which was Christmas Eve. I'm so excited. I'm ready to go to church. I have on my blue velvet dress. I'm ready to go. And my mom says, Joy, will you go turn on the Christmas tree? Okay, Mom. Run downstairs, turn on the Christmas tree. And to my horror, there's thousands of presents. And what is in the center but this box, this series of 5 boxes wrapped in this really nice green ribbon. And I'm like, shit. I'm going to have to open these not only in front of my mother, but in front of my father. And clearly, the jig's going to be up because now I can never go fishing with the man again. And I'm also going to have to unwrap them in front of my sister, my uncle, and then my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law takes any opportunity he can to make me feel like I'm perpetually 3 years old. He loves to tell stories at any opportunity he gets about how he used to change my diaper because that's how long him and my sister have been together. he also, there apparently was a big explosion one time when he was doing it at the zoo. I don't know. Anyway, and he also, his favorite song to sing to me is Go Away, Little Girl. And so I knew that he was not going to be the person I wanted there at that emotionally needy moment when I opened this bra box. I go to church with my parents. I sit there and pray for locusts. I pray for fire, for perhaps a burglary where they only take the bra box. Unfortunately, we come home from church and the house is completely intact and there's no locust. We eat Christmas dinner and I'm slogging through the mashed potatoes like it's the worst thing ever. We get to the point where we're going to the tree to unwrap all the gifts. The best thing about my mom is she knew every gift and she knew that she wanted you to open the best one last. The worst thing about my father is he knew none of the gifts until you either A, opened it, or B, he paid the bill. So my mother's directing everybody to open this gift and that gift and this gift and that gift, and she doesn't have anyone open these boxes that are in the center. And I'm thinking, she's going to save this for me. It's just going to be our thing. She's not going to embarrass me in front of everyone. Oh, no, no, no. I wait until the very last moment, and I'm getting up to leave the living room and saying, thank you guys for all these great gifts. And my mom says, oh, but Joy, these boxes are for you. So I start unwrapping them one by one, and of course I leave that bra box for the last one. I try to actually hide it under some discarded wrapping paper. It's just not going to happen. So my mom says, Joy, you should open that box. She stands back. She's got the Kodak camera. She's ready. She's ready to capture this moment. It's like this little silent kind of, I know what you did. I know you know what's in this box, and I'm going to get you. So I start to open the box. I unwrap the tissue paper, and I look at it, and I say, oh, thanks, Mom. What a great gift. My father, though, pipes up and says, well, what is it? And I said, oh, Dad, it's just some underwear. That's enough of an answer for him. But my mom says, oh, no, no, no. Show him. So I sort of pick up the edge of one of the bras and sort of hang it out of the box. My mom says, no, 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 hold it up. I want to get a picture. And so I'm mortified and I can feel the sweat dripping off of me and I'm so red and I'm so upset and I'm just so anxious. And I know my brother-in-law is going to have something lovely to say. So I pick up the bra and I'm looking at it, and all of a sudden, as I start to pick it up, the rest of them fly off my lap and they fly all over the living room floor. And then there's one, and it's sort of hanging on some paper in the lowest limb of one of the trees, and it's just a mess. And so I'm panicked and I'm sweating, and my mom is just flashing that camera away and it keeps going, and my brother-in-law is hysterically laughing saying, oh my, my, someone's growing up. And so all I can remember from that Christmas is just picking up the bras one by one and shoving them back in the tissue paper. And thank God there was no Facebook, there was no Instagram, because by the time I had an opportunity to see those pictures, by the time they got picked up from the photo mat, I was still my dad's fishing buddy, and I was wearing t-shirts again.